bye bye. To you bye bye, yeah. To you bye bye. Do you?
This sound. This sound good? I like it. Radio Valencia, I'm the Alchemist. Compost Cornucopia, Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Saturday night in the heart of the mission. Oh, yeah. Some guy just came by and asked me to borrow money that I didn't know. Well, I'll bring it back to you. Guaranteed. Sorry, buddy. I'm not that dumb. All right. Yeah. I guess some people are gullible that way. I'll bring it back to you, even though you're a perfect stranger. I'm sure you will. All right. Just, that was a great track there by Kikimoro. Cosmic Control, title track from their 2016 release. Good band out of El Paso, Texas. Yeah, very good sound. Very reminiscent to some of that Hiatus Coyote sound, you know. Australian band, yeah. I played them at the top of tonight's set. Great first song I played tonight, yeah. Before that, did you see the words? Animal Collective from their album Feels. It came out in 2005. What a fantastic record that was. Very, very unique sound that band has. It just, I don't know, just completely different than anything else that was coming out, especially at that time. Track before that was an early track by Moby, yeah. It was called And That's When I Reach for My Revolver on his Animal Rights album. It's actually not written by him. It was written by another, let's see, here it is. Clint Conley, and he was in a band called... what was the name of that band? Oh, God. Escapes me right now. Let's have a look here. Post-punk. Mission of Burma. I actually didn't know that before tonight, folks. That's why I had to look it up. I was like, I was actually checking out the lyrics of that song. Because I was like, yeah, this is a pretty intense song. You know, about having gun as your choice. And, you know, it's an intense take on it. It's like, you know, hey, it's just, I've given, it's basically like the word fuck you when you're talking to people. It's like, I've run out of intelligent things to say. Fuck off. Fuck you. Rah, 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 rah. That's when I reach for my revolver. That's when I go for the gun. That's my gun solution to a problem that I can't solve on my own. It's kind of a cynical take a look on gun control. Absolutely. Absolutely for sure. I like it. I like it. Mission to Burma. Yeah. Good sound for that. I gotta check that band out because, yeah, that was a pretty intense track there. What did we start off with? Scarecrow by Juan from Laughing Matter. And then this Ghost Note track here that we've been listening to is fun, fun, fun. And where am I going next in here? I am going crazy, folks. I'm going nuts. And so in order to stave off the insanity, I must reach into my bag of candy for some psychedelic porn crumpets and chew on those for a little while. On Radio Valencia, in my native tongue.
This tiny invasion makes me jump against my will. It makes me laugh through tight teeth. It fills my lungs and sneaks into my heart and makes me sing. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Radio Valencia. This is The Alchemist, Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour, coming at you live from San Francisco in the heart of the mission. It's Radio Valencia.fm on your non-existent dial called the Internet. That's right. We have an Internet radio, and you are listening to it. All right. So that was a fantastic track there, Black Dynamite. Whew. Corduroy Suspenders. I don't know where that comes into play because we're talking about therapy the whole song. I need therapy. You need therapy. Yeah, we all need therapy. That's all right. That's all right. We are therapeutically impugned to need something more in our life. There's a sensation of there must be something more, right? Enemy Prayer before that, OSI from Fire Make Thunder. And Tiny Invasion, Rabbit Rabbit from Rabbit Rabbit Radio Volume 2. Swallow me whole. Yup, get in my belly. That was a lot of fun. Native Tongue, tracked there by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from the And Now for the Whatchamacallit 2019 release for them. Yeah. All right, I'm going to do something here interesting. So I have a poster on the wall here, but I can't read it from here as well as I can from the other microphone stand. So give me a second here. Let me just do that. I made a switcheroonie here. All right. Got a little time. This track's called Glamour Hammer, and it's by Ulver from an album that has got the letters of the Zodiac in a row. At the blah, 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 blah. Clap. Yeah, you know him. All right, so, hey, we're in the Saturday. It's Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It's 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, right? So what happens between 6 and 8 on every night of the week, right? Let's go to Sunday. Sunday, we have The Balcony at 6 and Final Hour at 8 p.m. Two really fun and interesting shows. Balcony does a lot of alternative rock, and The Final Hour is actually a fairly new show, and I really don't know much what they're about, but they are The Final Hour on Sunday. And maybe that ends your week, could begin your week. It ends mine, because Monday starts them. All right, so what do we have on 6 o'clock on Mondays? Black on Black on Black. All right, yes, a couple of girls doing some fantastic music and current events around the Bay Area, talking about a lot of political issues, current events, and stuff like that. John Hill's Kitchen. Was it Hell's Kitchen Radio with John Hill? Yeah. And it's 8 to 10. Yes, John Hill and I go way back. Matter of fact, he's the one that brought me here into this station, brought me into it. Yeah. Tuesdays, we get the Bughouse Square. Very interesting eclectic sounds of there. And then John Hill's live bootleg bonanza is a bunch of live stuff from John Hill. So he's got Monday and Tuesday, 8 to 10, right? That's right. Cool stuff. Wednesday, we get Skeevy Shy Show, which is all vinyl. At least primarily vinyl. And they do a lot of post-punk, punk, a lot of art pop. But then they'll throw in some oddball stuff once in a while, you know. Kicking an ABBA song or something like that. All Hex Broken Loose Thursday at 6. And then Through the Moonlight... Oh, wow, this is new. Through the Moonless Night. This is a brand new show. I don't know anything about them, folks. I got to check it out. That's your Thursday from 8 to 10. And then Fridays, we have Basement Radio from 6 to 8, and that's a fun, really interesting thing to get to a lot of underground music there. And Friday nights from 8 to 10, wide open. And then we're back to Saturday with me on Radio Valencia. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next set. We're going to have some fun stuff here. I'm going to put some Led Zeppelin on. I don't do that very often, but I'm going to do it right now. And I will catch you on the flip side.
got two coins together in my pocket for good luck. Cause how far can you walk in a night so restless?
Kinky reggae now.
Okay. Radio Valencia, this is The Alchemist, Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. I just had a realization. I think I know where this comes from. This track here we're listening to is called Carnival of Souls by Combustible Edison, but I swear, I think this got used in Dexter. Did you guys ever watch that show? That's a fun show. Serial killer who kills serial killers. Ugh, super cool. I love that show. I've been watching the Dexter Resurrection. It just started airing on... what is it airing on? FX, I guess. Something like that. I don't remember. I don't know. I got so many streaming channels, I just watch whatever I can find them on. Anyway, I think it's actually Showtime. It's actually on Showtime. Anyway, that's a lot of fun. This is Combustible Edison, yeah. And so what we just heard, Kinky Reggae. Bob Marley and the Wailers from the original Catch a Fire, 1973. That's the slow Jamaican version. That actually album has been, I don't know if you know this, the album was originally released at a certain tempo, and then when it was re-released in the United States, they sped up the tempo to appeal to an American audience, I guess. I find that the original slower versions are much more to my liking. And that's just the way I feel about it. But hey, you know. Change your mind. Well, you could change your mind about that. Maybe I could change my mind about that, but I won't. Kemper Band Beethoven from our beloved revolutionary Sweetheart, 1988, local out of San Leandro. Yeah. Good band. Good band. Kind of on the off kilter kind of indie pop standard kind of thing. Before indie pop was a thing, they did their thing. Horrorhead by Curve from their album Doppelganger. They were pretty big for about a moment. They didn't have much of a run, right? But that song was so good. That album was really good. So if you ever get around to picking that album up, Doppelganger, 1992 release, you'll probably find it in a dollar bin someplace. You know, it didn't. You know, it was a really good album and fantastic music. Just never really quite broke that barrier, you know. A lot of music doesn't, you know. A lot of great music doesn't. So, and I try to play a lot of that here on this station, on my show here. So, you're going to hear a lot of things that are just on the fringe of being popular, but they're just, they never break for whatever reason. It's so hard. You try to stand out amongst all the noise. Local band, Dizzy Twin, with our local hero, yeah, Mia DeBruzzi and Paul and her partner Paul, they did this record, and it's called Empire, and the song is called Chlorodyne. Really fantastic. Started out with some Led Zeppelin in the evening, yeah, and now we're gonna get into some Susie and the Banshees. This track called This Unrest from her album Tinderbox. I'm the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia, Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. I'll catch you on the flip side.